We are studying from the writings of Bala Sulam in the Gatehouse of Intentions. We are in Chapter 6, Item 69.
Ken.
Yes,
Item 69. Once we know this, let us return to our matter, that the shells of Asiya are more at the center than all of Asiya and all the worlds except for this earth. However, with respect to the inner light alone, the shells clothe them and surround them and are outside of all of them.
Again,
69. Once we know this, let us return to our matter, that the shells of Asiya are more at the center than all of Asiya and all the worlds altogether except for this earth. However, with respect to the inner light alone, the shells clothe them and surround them and are outside of all of them.
Yeah.
Item 70.
Yes.
Let us begin with Atzilut. First, there are the klipot, the shells, which are stormy wind, etc. They are called skin, since skin is the shell, which is why it is called the shell. They are also the three shells, cloud, stormy wind, and fire, corresponding to the three foreskins, circumcision, exposing, and sucking of blood. And within them is the flesh, the crown of the tendon, which is the chashmal.
Again.
Once more, item 70. Let us begin with Atzilut. First, there are the klipot, the shells, which are stormy wind, etc. These are called skin, since skin is the shell, which is why it is called shell. They are also the three shells, cloud, stormy wind, and fire, corresponding to the three foreskins, circumcision, exposing, and sucking of blood. And within them is the flesh, the crown of the tendon, which is the chashmal.
Ken.
Yes.
Kadima.
Come on.
Ken, Ken.
Item 70 in the simple light.
Yep.
There are the shells, which are the stormy wind, etc. They are called skin, since skin is the shell, which is why it is called shell. There are also the three shells, etc. We should know that although the root of all the judgments in the worlds are still in the first restriction, in the screen that was made there in the vessel of Malchut, nevertheless, the shells were made only by the breaking of the vessels that took place in Zat of the world of Nikudim. Until there, although there was already a lack of Kedusha due to the first restriction, since the receiving Malchut, which was diminished from receiving due to the first restriction, was separated from the internal ones and became vessels of the circles of Ak. Nevertheless, by this, no corruption occurred in the worlds. However, after the second restriction was done in the world of Nikudim, the ending Malchut ascended to the place of the vessel of Binah, of the goof of Partsuf, Tanhi of Ak, which is in the place of the Chazeh of this Partsuf, And the parsa was placed there as the point of siyum, and the vessels of half of Tiferet and Nehi that became the three worlds Bia can no longer receive any of the light of Atzilut due to the point of siyum above them. Hence, after Zat of Nikudim drew the light of Atzilut to Bia once again, since they revoked the new boundary of the Parsa and expanded to Bia, the breaking occurred in them, anterior and posterior, and they fell to the shells in Bia. This was because now a big corruption occurred, where even the anterior vessels of Zat that stand above the Parsa and are fit to receive the light of Atzilut also broke, died, and fell to the shells.
Mm-hmm.
We should thoroughly understand the meaning of the anterior and posterior of Zat of Nikudim. The thing is that first the vessels of Nikudim emerged, which are the vessels of Nikudot of Sag of Ak, that were diminished by the second restriction, where a parsa and siyum were made at the place of their chazeh. And the Tanhi in them fell to Bia together with the Chazeh and below of Partsuf Tanhi of Ak. It follows that now, after the restriction that took place, there are only six vessels, Chabad Chagat, through the Chazeh, and the point of Chazeh is the point of Malchut in them, which ends those vessels. From there down, they are unfit to receive lights of Atzilut. Hence, those seven vessels, Chabad, Chagat, and the point of Chazeh, are regarded as vessels of Atzilut and are called anterior vessels. While those vessels of Tanhim, below the Parsa, that are unfit to receive the light of Atzilut, are called posterior vessels. First, the light of Katnut emerged in the world of Nikudim, and clothed in those seven vessels, Chabad, Chagat, through the Chazeh, the lights of Ruach Nefesh clothed in them, Ruach in vessels of Chabad, and Nefesh in vessels of Chagat. This is why they are called Chagat Nehim, since lights of Ruach are called Chagat, and lights of Nefesh are called Nehim. These lights ended at the point of Chazeh, at the Siyum of the Parsa, and this clothing is in utter completeness, since nothing descended from them to the posterior vessels. Rather, it caused the separation of the two vessels of Zeranpin and Malchut that became the surrounding of garment and hall.
Yes. Until here. Well, let's see. Ita 4.
Thank you, Rabbi. Before it says Hashmal. What is Hashmal? What does it mean?
Hashmal is a special partsuf that we'll learn about a lot. He just kind of reminds us about it, maybe for the first time. It's made of chash and mal, above tabu and below tabu. It has two parts of that partsuf, and that's how it's called. Chash, below, and mal, above. It's because there are no forces in the patsuf to receive lights in order to bestow, so all the vessels are weak. And that's why, that's how they're called, chashmal. That's before us. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Two short questions. In 69, he writes, for here the klipot of Asya are more the central part of all of Asya and all the world, except for this earth. What does that mean, this sentence?
This land is in the center point.
Right. So what are the klipot, the shells of Asya?
The shells of Asiya that each and every world until Gmar Tikkun, they have shells. It's vessels that haven't been corrected yet. That's why, that's how they exist there.
There's a question I really want to ask you, and it starts in Atzilut. They're the shells and they're the stormy wind.
The stormy wind, the big cloud and the fire, it's three shells that we have against all of creation.
What does that mean, that stormy wind?
I'm not getting into all these things. What are you now?
That's not the problems that take place here in the world of Atzilut?
Now I don't care about it.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, я хотел спросить вообще, что такое клипот? Есть.
I wanted to ask altogether, what are klipot? What are the shells? We know kli, light, screen.
The shell, the klipa, or the peel, it's the will to receive in the system that constantly develops us to use it. That's called a klipa, a shell, a peel. But not in all cases, as it's written, that the peel guards the fruit. That if you use the klipa, the shell, the peel correctly, so you can make sure the vessels don't get harmed. That's how it is.
How to use the shells correctly?
That we'll learn, don't worry. You come out of our school with a diploma. And in understanding how to work with the klipot.
Maybe I'll go out with the diploma, with the certificate about this.
No, you'll know how to peel the peels off the fruit, that you won't eat the apple, Eve's apple, the way they did. And then you'll reach Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, in the complete way.
Kiev 3. What's the difference, actually, between the vessels and the shells? Are they two, like, parallel systems, like the vessels and the are the corrected shells, could you say?
You can say in somewhat it's right. The vessels is, they still have an ability to be used in order to bestow. And the shells are usually such desires that cannot be used in order to bestow. And Togmar Tikkun, that's where they get a correction. Moscow 3.
Полное понятие там, либо это есть материальное вот, желание приподняться над товарищем, это клипа тоже.
Не, за что йод?
No, that's nonsense.
За что йод?
That's nonsense. Yes, Gilad.
There are questions here in the hall, Ido. But maybe I lost the general orientation. In this excerpt, what part of the process is he talking about? About the shattering of the vessels of the world of Nikodim?
He's speaking about the worlds of Abia, Atzilut Briya Yetzirasiya, how they stabilize after the shattering of the vessels, and how all the vessels after the shattering go and get corrected through the worlds of Abia. That's it. For now, here and there, he just gives like a general knowledge about it. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav,
what's the essential difference between the partzufim of the first restriction and the partzufim of the second restriction?
The partzufim of the first restriction work with the true malchut, and the partzufim of the second restriction with the part of malchut that can incorporate in bina.
And why in the partzufim of the second restriction there's a reality of the shells of the klipot?
Because then there are all kinds of vessels that aren't corrected, that you can correct under certain conditions. Because it's from the weakness of the vessel itself. Because there's no screen that can be corrected in the complete way.
Спасибо. Вот мы учим про
парцуфы и миры. We learned about the sefirot, parzufim, and worlds.
Непонятно, где они находятся относительно этой системы.
But when we talk about the vessels, it's not clear where they are relative to the same system. Where is this vessel in the system?
The vessels are all the desires that are in all the worlds. And that they come to correction through the lights that bestow upon them from all the vessels, and all these vessels are corrected until the complete correction called Gmar Tikkun.
Вот написано, например, место, кли, бины, гуфа, парцуфа.
Let's say it's written that in the place of the vessel of бина, неевак. Is that a specific point where it is?
Yes, yes, of course.
Запутала, почему вот парцуф, танги, де ак. То есть парцуф это 10
сфирот. I kind of got confused. So why the парцуф, танги, де ак? Парцуф is 10 сфирот or not?
А что значит парцуф, танги?
Парцуф is 10 сфирот.
Это же тиферет.
What does it mean, the парцуф, танги, of ак? Танги is тиферет нецах ход ясод.
Танги, де ак.
From тиферет. That's where the парса is. Taniyavak isn't the parsa, it's a tabu. And from that place and on, there are vessels that we're not going to talk about now.
So the goof of the partsuf of Ak is called Tani?
Tiferet is the middle of the partsuf. That's the chazeh, or the tabur of the parzuf, and netzachot yisod malchut is below the tiferet.
Thank you.
The parzuf is divided into an upper part and a lower part. The upper part ends at the upper part ends at its taboo, and that's where the beginning of the division happens. Afterwards, there's another division in its nehi. And then there's a siyum. There are a lot of depictions, there are a lot of drawings in our archive. Just go in there and see. Many, many drawings, sketches. Yes, Gilad.
My friend is asking, they clothe and they surround. What's the difference between them?
There's a clothing and there's a surrounding. Clothing are an external vessel of the parzuf, and the surrounding light. It works from a distance. There's a difference that clothing is through the coupling by striking, that they adapt themselves to the upper parzuf, and the surrounding, that they just shine from afar only.
Итай.
Тударама.
The shells are only after the shattering and not before the shattering. What actually is the addition that these shells add?
The addition of the shells, that through the shells we attain such forms, heights, that we can't. The klipa, the shell, helps us reach such states that we can't come to without the shell, the klipa. As it's written that the klipa guards, the peel guards the apple. Let's say there was an apple without a peel. It would rot before it gets ripe. So that's how it is with us, with our world, with the peel. It helps us be in the world to receive in order to receive, as we are now, most of us, right? And we reach a desire to receive only when we are ready. And we don't rot in advance on the way. Imagine for yourself that if we were without appeal, that we wouldn't be drawn to lo lishma and all kinds of things, that we want to know what spirituality is and so on. So we just leave this whole business and we'd be as animals. Everything we acquire in our upper vessels, more than the animate degree, it's all through the klipa. You hear? It's all through the klipa. If not the klipa, we couldn't uplift even a bit above the animate degree. All the rest, what we acquire from the degree of Adam that is similar to the Creator, it all comes to us from the peels. That's why we need to understand the story of Adam and Eve and how we come closer to the Creator by engaging in the klipot.
So the klipa, the shell that is clothed upon the desires that he wrote there, it's kind of the lolishma or something that we're trying to do?
Yes.
Moscow 7.
Good morning, Rav. We learned that there's a vessel, a screen, sfirot, lights. So what are the shells? These broken desires or intentions, what are the shells? What are the klipot?
The klipa is the will to receive that awakens in us while we specifically want to correct ourselves in order to bestow. Then against that, we have desires that are called shells.
Is this against that?
Yes, the Creator created this against that. We're speaking of the klipa against sanctity. We'll learn about it a lot, don't worry. Here it's under this topic of the Gatehouse of Intentions, he scrutinizes it well.
Yes, Gilad.
We have two more questions here, Ran and Avi. At the siyum of the pratsuf, there's still the restriction. The vessels are still under the restriction.
Yeah.
And the shell is not under the restriction?
Hello.
No. The place of the klipa, we'll talk about it. It's not in the potsuf, it's outside of the potsuf. Where its place is, that's later on. Second question.
What are vessels that were in sanctity and broke and died? What are they in the shells?
The will to receive in order to receive is called a klipa, a shell. And there are conditions when it can be used to be corrected and raise them into sanctity. That's what we're talking about, because eventually we have to correct all the vessels. That's it.
But there were also vessels that were already in sanctity and they shattered and died.
Yeah.
They're also in the will to receive now?
They're also in the will to receive.
These are vessels of Zeranpin, of Chagat.
I'm not getting into those details. Simple. We need to understand why these can be corrected and that these you can correct, under what conditions. We'll learn about it.
Beseder.
Okay. Okay, friends, be healthy till the noon lesson. All the best. Goodbye.
Thank you, Rav. We have announcements. Dear friends, on Fridays, in addition to our tradition of having the hummus meal after the lesson, we will have every week a Friday afternoon meal, community meal at 3 p.m. Israel time. Everyone is invited. A link for registration for the hummus meal and the Friday afternoon meal will be sent out. And today's broadcast schedule, from 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time, the news program with Dr. Michael Leitman recorded, and from 12 to 1, the afternoon lesson, live. And we'll conclude with a song.
Together in one.